from South Baptist Church in Lansing, Michigan. Here is Dr. Howard F. Sugden, our senior pastor, to share with you his evening message of November 3, 1985, entitled, When God Was Made, taken from one of the most significant chapters in the Word of God. Now here is Pastor Sugden.
Turn with me tonight to the Gospel of Luke. We are studying, as you know, on Sunday nights, the pivotal chapters of the Bible. Now, you'll never understand what the Bible's all about unless you have this chapter. Next Sunday evening, we will be having great ministry of the Word of God with one of the fine Canadian ministers. He is something else. Dr. Kerr will be with us and speaking that night. And he is probably one of the greatest preachers that we have in the Dominion of Canada. You'll want to hear him. But 2 weeks from tonight, we are going to study a chapter in the Word of God that answers most of the problems we face in our world of Christianity today. I hope that you can come, because as we plan it now, unless we change, after we have finished with the message, we'll take anyone who wants to stay, and we will fill up our chapel. It will seat about 300, and can take care of about a third of ours tonight. But we're going over, and we'll have questions and answers, and you can ask any question you want to ask about the subject that we'll be dealing with. I hope you'll be there. Now let's pray. Father, bless us now. Make your word live as we study, for Jesus' sake. Amen. This morning, early, there was a thud at our door. It always comes at the same time. Our paper boy is the most meticulous paper boy you could ever have. And he delivers our morning paper at 6 o'clock every morning. Never misses. And he always gives it a little extra, and it hits the front door with a thud. You think you're being robbed. You really do. And if the alarm clock didn't work, our paper boy would have you up anyway. He is a great paper boy. And I went out this morning, conversation. The wonder of that. Think of the death of the cross. Eternal Son of the eternal God, who created all things. Colossians said, by him are all things created that are in heaven and that are... See how we're doing. Not so good. Now let's go to the great mystery. Let's go to 2 Corinthians. Will you put a little circle around this verse, and then sometimes in your leisure, you do to have leisure times, don't you, when you all you have to do is just have a bowl of Wheaties or shredded wheat. That's the best one. No salt in that. Use total and you've got it made. 2 Corinthians 5. This is one you like to meditate on. Now we are in verse 20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. Every Christian's an ambassador. Ambassador of heaven. Just think, we move upon earth and we're ambassadors. You move on campus, you're an ambassador of heaven. You move in your little shop where you work every day, whatever your shop may do, you're an ambassador. Kids are in high school, ambassadors of God. So we're ambassadors. What are we ambassadors of? Well, we're ambassadors for Christ. And then he tells what we say. We pray you in Christ's stead be reconciled to God. Now, for he hath made him to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God. And so you have, he was made, what was he made? He was made sin. Now, it is like, you know what you like to do, which I can't do? I would like to take off my shoes and quietly walk. How is it possible for this man this man, and you. How is it possible for your sin to be transferred and placed on him? I do not know, but I know that's what happened. And the genius of God is in the cross, in the work of Jesus Christ, that God allowed his Son to be made, that he was made flesh. He was made of a woman. He was made in the likeness of man. And now he is made sin. Just think, he was made sin. At one time in human history, God took, and I don't know how to deal with this. You have to do this all the time. I do not know how to say that God could take unto his own way. He tells why, just like he does sin for us, that we might be made righteous seed upon him. And God in the incarnation came where we were. He came there. Didn't just stand outside and say, well, I feel very sorry for you. I hope you get out of there all right. He came where we were. Now, what did he do when he came? Look what he did. He came where we were, and he came that he...